Today, our gospel reading, the stories of the women with a hemorrhage for 12 years and the daughter of Jairus. The situation of our gospel, a woman is 12 years old and has a fever. This is Jairus' daughter. He is the leader of the synagogue. The other woman is older and has 12-year-old illness. For Jewish culture, it follows that laws of Moses vary religiously. The law states that when a woman is in her menstrual cycle, she is unclean. Unclean person should withdraw from the community and live in isolation until they are clean again. Now imagine if your cycle never stopped for 12 years. These women had been isolated for 12 years. In my own reflection, there are three important points regarding our gospel today. First, encounter. We need to encounter Christ. Jairus encountered Jesus with faith, action, trust, dedication, prayer, and devotion. We need to encounter Christ as Jairus and the woman bleeding for 12 years. Jesus is the divine healer. Here in our gospel, the encounter of Jesus more than the cure. First comes the encounter, and second, the cure. Jesus is the Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Jesus is always with us, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year. During Jesus' ascension, he tells his disciples that I am always with you until the end of time. My question, when was your last time you encounter Christ? We can encounter Christ today in the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. We know that the Holy Eucharist is the real presence of Christ. The Holy Eucharist is a sacrament and sacrifice in which our Savior, body and blood, soul and divinity, is contained and offered under the appearances of bread and wine. We need to encounter Christ today in the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. And of course, we can encounter Christ in the Adoration Chapel. We need to visit the Holy or the Blessed Sacrament. We need to talk to God and we need to listen to God. Second, we need to touch the heart of Jesus. That's the second point. In our gospel, we see that Jesus heals two women, each a two-touch story. We are called to seek the touch of Jesus. A woman in the crowd arrived trembling and explained that she had convinced herself that if she could only touch the cloth of Jesus, she believed she would be cured of blood problem that had haunted her for 12 years. Do you think you have to touch Jesus, or does he have to be physically present to be healed? The Spirit of Jesus is fully present today to heal us. How do you feel about touch? Do you like to be touched? Touch is a powerful thing, isn't it? Stay in touch with Jesus. Jesus knew that this touch was a specific plea for help. For example, when we touch somebody, we need for something. We have here mothers, and your loving, tender touch means a lot to your children. After your touch, we experience complete healing. The powerful touch of Jesus in our gospel, Jesus took the child by the hand and said to her, "Talita kum," which means, "Little girl, arise." And the little girl arose immediately and walked. Wow! Miracle because of the sense of touch of Jesus. That's the second point, touch. And the last one, hope. In our gospel, the perfect example of hope to Jairus and the woman who has been bleeding for 12 years. Hope is a feeling of expectation and desire for something good to happen. Hope is a feeling of confidence. Hope is commonly used to mean a desire. My dear sisters and brothers, don't lose hope. Be a positive thinker like Jairus in the gospel. Never give up. My dear sisters and brothers, God hates sin but loves the sinner. He hates sickness, but he loves the sick. He hates death, but he loves the dying. Through the wonderful miracles of Jesus we experience today in our gospel, we need also to encounter Christ. We need to touch the heart of Christ and hope for Jesus. Jesus can save us from sin and spiritual death. He wants to give us the new life that comes from God.